apocalypse!
Not easy, I know, but I will take you by the hand and lead you through the cruel light into the velvet darkness.
Good work.
It's a little better in a dark.
What is decapitation?
They went into the woods prepared to find death. What they found was a desecration of humanity at the site which trappers have often referred to as Coffin Rock.
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
Hey guys, this is Vanessa. My podcast is Life Paranormal with Me. Listen as I serve you all things spirit, paranormal, and unexplained. Join me every other Saturday as my guest host and I recount our own experiences that will perplex and utterly terrify you. Life Paranormal with V is available on all major platforms such as Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Join the Lifer fam by following me on Twitter at VLifeParanormal. Follow, like, subscribe, and hit that notification button so you can always catch a ride on this spooky vibe.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show.
And we go.
And then we all dance.
Oh. No, it's okay.
Master Yoshi.
Now, I would like to introduce the one, the only, me.
Hey, folks, it's Dre, Tattoo Squid Podcast. I'm in the new studio. And here with Brenda from The Horrifying History. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, me and my girlfriend were cleaning out the shed, trying to bring more shit in. And, you know, like, oh, I got the Christmas stuff and the Halloween stuff. I'm like, let's keep the Halloween stuff out because we got to decorate it. You know, next month is October.
So I did that on September 1st because I'm a spooky girl. I got to get as much Halloween as possible.
Oh, yeah. But I was like, oh, should I put the stuff together or?
Yeah.
You know, and now I'm like, oh, should we get more stuff? And I'm like, we got like maybe one shed. So it's not like when we had a garage, now we got a shed, so now we got to like minimize and try to get it all good and see what happens. But, you know, once I got all my stuff in here, I wish I could be able to do like one of those regular video cameras. You can just like, you know, you take on trips and all that, those basic, not basic cameras, but, you know.
Like the GoPros?
Yeah, the GoPros. And, you know, so I have one, and I was usually going to go around and show the thing, but I don't know how to connect it to what we're doing now. So, you know, I'm like a little bit not sure in certain things of what to do. Even like YouTube, I'm like, okay, I'll just do it as is, and, you know, that's it. But overall, you know, it's a fine Friday. You know, I haven't slept yet.
Oh.
You know, I work overnight, so I, you know, usually on Fridays I'll be up and I'll be up and I'll be up and I'll be up. And then until I start falling asleep, and then my girlfriend's like, go to bed. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. Like a little kid, you know, just like arguing, like, I don't want to.
I'm not tired.
Yeah, I want to beat the night. You know, like I did when I was a kid, you know, you go there like, hey, the sun's coming. We beat the night, yes, you know. And but I don't know what's going to happen if there is an apocalypse. You know, are we going to be able to sit by the window and go, "Oh, it's lying out. We beat that. Oh no! Oh Jesus!" You know.
I already know what I'm doing if there's an apocalypse. You want to hear my apocalypse plan? It's pretty easy. I'm going to Costco. Think of it. They got metal gates that close their doors. They got bedding. They got all the food in big sizes. But before I go there, I would get the one thing they don't have. I would go down to like the local store and get all the ammunition and guns I can, then go to the Costco and lock myself in. I'd be good for like 3 years.
Yeah, basically, you know, it's like, you know, and I figured we call it from where I work at, it's like a... The only difference about where I work at, there is a, you know, it's a building, and, you know, there's trailers, but it's almost like the Dawn of the Dead movie, mm-hmm. you know, like where they go to, like, the mall or something, but they got everything locked up, and then the only thing that could possibly they can get in is either through the garage mm-hmm. or the truck bay doors.
But the problem with the mall, it's just too big.
Yeah.
You can't guard all those entrances, but with Costco, front and back, that's it.
Yeah, but that's the same thing with the building I work in. We call it, there's like one door that automatically locks back behind you, and the only thing you can have is like one of those car keys mm-hmm. to get in. And then there's trailers, and usually the trailers are like right in front of the door, so nobody can get in. You know, maybe a little child or something. I don't know. That's a little little zombie child. Which I got one of those up there somewhere. And everybody knows that I got a zombie baby. And that gives me a funny story. I bought the zombie baby. And the zombie baby sits like this. You know, like that. All fucking pale, wearing a like a onesie. And just, you know, just like staring. Like Indian style. So I have friends that go and work at a flea market. And I love flea markets. They got everything from oddities to, you know, rare items and everything else. Clothes, hats, you know, they make shit up, you know. Like, if you see this picture right here, that one was painted by a person that was in the flea market. And he did it for my my podcast.
Oh, nice.
And he actually did... Actually, if you look behind where the door, the hanger, one of the jackets has a Tattoo Squid podcast, like, emblem stuff on the back.
Okay, that's cool.
So he made that one. Well, anyway, so there's this woman named Mary, you know, and she does all these, like, pottery stuff, or she'll do glass kind of thing and paint them and, you know, do custom-made stuff. And she hates it when I sneak up on her. I don't even have to even sneak up on her. I could just stand there. She'll be talking to somebody. And then she'll turn around and go, you know. And I just scare her just like standing there. But when I really want to scare her, she gets pissed a little bit. So, but it's so funny as it is. Because I had the zombie baby. I went out and I was helping the flea market make a... horror, you know, a walkthrough, like you would go to some kind of you know, like a horror themed museum or something that like moves around a little bit. And I had everything set up from a freezer that has, you know, kind of like a Resident Evil kind of thing, where there's like a dead body. It had the fog machine in there and it made it look like it's cold. I did all this other different stuff. Actually, the same lady, Mary, helped me with, like, an old couch that we just flipped the inside around, and it made it look like it was, like, a crypt.
Oh.
We had the skeletons, and there's, like, little skeletons just, like, praying right there, and, yeah, it was, like, real weird. But I had the zombie baby, and I'm like... walking by, and you can walk like maybe in the front and then, but there's this back little walkway, and she has like this picket fence that she made around for her section. So I grabbed that zombie baby and I put him like, you know, I grabbed him like this guy like this, and I go and like I place him and then he's like in the corner of said fence, and I walk around, I'm setting the stuff up. I come back around. I'm like, hey, Mary, how's it going? And she's like, oh, good. I'm doing this stuff right here. And I was like, yeah. You know, I was like, I wish I had some help with that stuff in the back. She goes, oh, you do pretty good by yourself on that. I'm like, yeah. Well, I see you got help. And she goes, what do you mean? And then it was just like a slow-mo like horror movie. And then all of a sudden, she's like, you know, her eyes rolled around to the side, and she's like this, and then she sees it, and she goes, and she went, yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit. And it was just, like, funny as hell. She goes, I fucking hate you. I'm like, no, you don't. She goes, no, I don't really hate you, but you know how to push my buttons. And then I was talking to her husband one day, and we were talking to the guy that makes horror props, which he made this, actually, you know, folks, you're going to see this. I wanted to show people this for the longest time, and I get to do it now, so, but now I just got to move it around. It's a box with a woman inside, but most of her body parts are in it.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome. Yeah.
So he kind of and for folks that are just listening and not watching the video, the box has a skeleton and a woman's kind of like the head's decapitated in there, the hand's somewhere, the torso's in there, and the leg is sticking out somewhere.
You know, you should put that on your front step with a sign saying, go away.
Nah, no, I'm afraid someone's going to steal it. So, oh. But my girlfriend will be happy if somebody steals it, but because she hates it. She hates it, but she loves Frankie.
Yeah, he's cute.
Yeah, we call it, you know, I got him at the same flea market, and he calls a pretty penny, but, you know, there is another story, but I'm going to finish off the. So I was talking to my friend Mary's husband, and then I'm like, you know what? I got her on Facebook. I'm going to send this picture. And it's like, don't send a clown. She fucking hates clowns.
Oh, I'd be sending all the clowns.
Yeah, you know, I sent like a really disturbed looking clown. And I was and we're like far like in the corner of the flea market. So he goes, oh, she's going to fucking kill you. It's like, she's going to yell at me and then kill you. And I'm like, nah, you'll be all right. You know, and all of a sudden I sent it. And like not even 5 minutes later, she goes, fuck, Andre! I'm like, ow.
Stop it. Sorry.
She's, what happened? You know, she goes, you sent me this fucking thing. Stop. And my friends are like, would you leave her alone? I'm like, it's easy. but my friend Mike, or as we call him, Weird Mike, he made the box and he wanted me to use it for the thing I was doing. And I'm like, oh, that'd be awesome. So I got the strobe lights. I put it in the box, you know, and the thing, I encased like the whole area in like black, plastic bag, kind of like tarp. Mm-hmm. And, you know, use a whole bunch of strobe light stuff and everything was like, it was great looking. Didn't really have a lot of people because I didn't really know how to promote it, like, on, you know, a newspaper or whatever, you know. I'm like, it's just a little thing I just did, and if people came in, they would just, but nobody didn't tell anybody. You know, they didn't say, oh, go check out that and put a tip in there. And nobody didn't really go in there. So I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, it was fun for me to do. But,
oh, for sure. I actually went to this one last year. It was great. It's in a place that's near me called the Diefenbunker. And so basically, we had a prime minister here in Canada who was Diefenbaker. And this was him for the Cold War, basically the Cold War bunker. If the apocalypse happened, they would all go to the Diefenbunker. And it lasted like, you know, it was 20, 30 years, whatever. And then, of course, it became decommissioned. So they made it into a Cold War sort of museum. But then for Halloween, they make it the Diefenbunker Halloween. We like, well, let's go. It's kind of like a haunted house. It'd be different. It's like a bunker underground. So it should be cool. Yeah. And the first thing when you get in there, they basically kind of stole the Resident Evil idea of the first movie, whereas you're in the underground bunker and they're actually, and their story, they had like the TV with the person who had the GoPro or whatever. And this is like their confession and saying how that they were working on a virus and same thing as Resident Evil. Right. And then the people inside got infected. So she's like, okay. So they turn off the TV and the girl's like, okay. So now we got to go all the way in this bunker and go basically to the right there to the end and get the antidote. And when we get the antidote, we could give it to the people, maybe save them. And I said, I raised my hand. And she goes, there's a question. I'm like, wouldn't it be easier since the big door is like right there? Because you can't cure a zombie. We just go that way, out the door, slam the door, wait 5 years. And then when they rot away, just clean out the mess and we're good to go. And she's like, but she's like, but we got to save the people. I'm like, they're zombies. There's no saving them. They're saving us. Big door. Like, let's go this way. And she's like, well, no, we have to go to the end. And I'm like, if this was a horror movie, who would be the first to die? That lady right there. But the funny thing is, people started agreeing with me. They're like, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's get out.
That's a good movie, too. Get out. Yeah. Now, I was trying to find something like ding, 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 yeah, but I couldn't find one on there. But I wonder what this one is. Oh, yeah, that one. There you go.
Okay, that's funny.
I should have used that one instead. Yeah, but hey, the Vincent Price one is really good. I actually saw, I didn't see Vincent Price, but I saw him on TV. There was a movie called Dead Heat.
Never heard of that one.
It is like an 80s, like an 80s action with comedy infused kind of thing. So Joe Piscopo was in it. Mm-hmm. Treat Williams.
Okay.
So they play cops. And they go after these bank robbers. And the bank robbers are somewhat like undead. But, you know, they look, you know, human and everything else, but whenever they get shot, they still walk around and they're like, we just shot them like 15 times and they're still going. Mm-hmm. And basically they're dead. So then now they're looking around and, you know, somebody got like this, like kind of like a machine that can reanimate the dead. And you can just live forever. I mean, but not like the dead, like, you know, like, oh, you know, like the living dead. Mm-hmm. More like, you're resurrected and you're just continuing, you know, living your life the way that you want to live it, even though you died at like 90, but you're still living for like 200 years.
So question, what happens to the meat suit you're wearing? Like if you're going to, that stuff biodegrades after some time.
Well, that's what they showed. I think there's like a thing where they gave him some kind of like shot or something and it kind of like foregoes the way it does, because I mean, you see it in a movie where if they didn't give that person the shot that like lengthens the life expectancy of it, mm-hmm. You know, the face starts drooping and then you start, you know, deteriorating like in front of everybody, like within seconds.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. It's just like, like one girl's like, I took the shot and I'm like, yeah, I say that I took the shot and everybody's like, oh, the COVID shot, you know, and I'm like, no, not the COVID shot.
The zombie shot.
Yeah, the zombie shot or some kind of thing that you're going to live forever. Yeah. So, but it's a really cool movie and it's a very, you know, I like Treat Williams. He's always like, he's serious in movies, but he really gets a very funny outlook. Mm-hmm. So he really brings like the funniness in other stuff, you know, and that would be a good episode art. I haven't done a Treat Williams art thing yet, which folks and, you know, some folks have seen it. Some podcasters have seen it and have had it. So I'm just going to remind you, I'm writing stuff down on here that stuff is going to be on an episode art that I'll post when I post the audio and the video.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going to be like, You know, you got like the Costco apocalypse, you know, decapitated head in a box, you know, you know, the horror tour, whatever, horror tour. Treat Williams, oh yeah, Dead Heat, you know, and put that in there. But then also, like, whatever else we talk about, you know, it's like kind of like a therapist, but not, you know. You know, I'm writing shit down like, oh, I wonder if I could pick her brain or something, you know. Like, it's like, oh.
Not literally.
Not literally, no.
Okay, just making sure.
Not like on Hannibal, you know, like.
Because we are talking about zombies here, so.
Yeah, and also we could talk about, like, Hannibal, where he, like, you know, got Ray Liotta's, you know, chopped his head off a little bit and start poking around in his brain, you know.
Yeah, that's not what we're doing. We don't recommend that.
No. Man, it's windy out. But anyway, because I talked about Hannibal. No. But, yeah, that's a good movie as well. And it's like, you know, nowadays I think people are still trying to go to movie theaters. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have gone to movie theaters. I haven't really gone to movie theaters in a while. I think the last time I went was like before COVID. But
yeah, same thing. We have a good setup here, so
yeah,
you know, I can put it on pause, so that's why we haven't gone for a while.
Oh yeah, no, definitely, yeah, that's what we like about it. We get to sit in the comfort of our own home and just watch whatever. Like Halloween Ends, you know, that's when it's supposed to be in the theater, and you get a choice of in the theater and watch it at home or something. So I'm like, all right, if that's the choice, then that's cool. I'll watch it at home. Yeah. Especially on Halloween.
Well, I'm not even going to be at home for Halloween. I actually told that to my neighbor yesterday, and he's like, are you serious? You're not going to be here? Because last year what we did is we decided to, why give candy at two houses when we could just go to his place? Because he was going to set up this little thing in his driveway. So mm-hmm. we brought over like a propane fire pit, and everyone was dressed. It turned into a little party in his yard. So he's like, what? You're not going? And I'm like, I can't. I literally am flying to New Orleans that day. So Halloween in New Orleans is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, definitely. Just make sure there's no hurricane.
I'm hoping not.
Yeah. Because I mean, that I would love to go to Louisiana, or you know, just go into I forgot the name of the city, but anyway, you know, just go there and go through the whole, like, it's very enchanted, very what's the word I'm looking for? Very mysterious. You know, you don't know what to figure. You know, what you're going to see. And, you know, you might see a ghost here or.
Well, I'm just excited to see how my French holds up. Because, so in Canada, it's there's different French for different locations. I guess is the best way to say it.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
I grew up in Western Canada. So according to my husband, my French is more Parisian, he calls it. Well, it's more formal. Whereas he's from Quebec. And that's, you think that's the slangiest? No, we call it Fringlish because it's a mixture of French and English with a whole lot of swearing mixed together. And then there's Acadian French, and Acadian French is actually a little different. And that is supposed to be close to Creole. So whenever we travel, it's kind of funny to see who can handle it best. And believe it or not, when we went to some of the French countries, yeah. I actually was doing better than him. And that's his first tongue. That's his first language. So yeah. I was doing better than him because he's so slangy. But then when we went to Paris, both of us in Paris only got about 70% of it.
Yeah, it was just weird. When I went to, me and my wife, we went to Italy, you know, because her brother wanted to get married in Italy. I was like, okay, you know, it's your money. You know, and then, but he's like, well, if you can pay for the plane ticket, don't worry about the accommodations. We got that all settled. And we're like, okay, you want to go into debt? You know, and
deal, let's go.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, okay. I'm like, listen, I am not driving in Italy, because we went on our honeymoon in Ireland and I drove in Ireland. And I'm like, I kind of missed out on like drinking at the bars and all that. And I'm like, listen, I'm not driving. I want to be able to drink. So I want to taste some wine. Mm-hmm. Or if they have beer, then I'll get beer. And which in Italy, they do have beer, but it's called birra. Mm-hmm. So And it was in like 40 bottles. So, which the guy was just like, kind of like freaked out when I told him. I was like, yeah, you got any beer? And he goes, yeah, I got beer. You know, he goes, how many you need? 1, 2? And I'm like, about 8. And he goes,
oh my God.
I'm like, what? And I'm like, yeah. Little ones. I'm like, dude, believe me, it'll be finished and I'll be coming back getting more. You know, and he goes, oh my God. And his name is Francesco. The awesomest fucking guy ever. He had a little bistro in like this courtyard that looked like the Village of the Damned.
Oh.
Yeah, it just like, it. I say that because I like the horror movie. It looked like the horror movie kind of theme to it, because it's like cobblestone. It's more past times, you know, like, you know, back in those days and all that. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, you know, oh, here, let me go and put my coat in so I can get in and into the house or whatever. It was more like, here's the door, you know, and then they put the rugs and they start, you know, like slopping the rugs. But the places that we stayed, what were they called? Not mausoleums. They were, I forgot the name. So this is, folks, this is what happens when you do a podcast. You forget fucking things. you know, it was more like a sort of a church, but like made up so you could be able to live in there, you know, monasteries.
Oh, okay.
So it was two monasteries. So one monastery was like 1200 years old.
Wow.
The other one was like 1800 years old. And then they were like, well, the other one is like newer, so that's only 1200 years old. And I'm like, there's a difference. I think they're all old, you know. And he goes, yeah, but it goes by years. And, you know.
Different degrees of old.
Yeah, so he was just trying to, like, you know, describe it to us and everything else. But he lived in Italy, but then he moved to Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And he got, like, an Italian restaurant out that way. And he was there for, like, a couple of years. But then he moved back to Italy and, you know, he said it was a lot better in Italy, and we learned a lot of stuff from him and where to go and what kind of vehicle to take, or should you take a vehicle or just take a bus or take a train. He goes, don't take the train, you know, it's going to get robbed. Take the bus. I was like, okay, all right, we'll take the bus, you know, right? You know, but we had a friend, and the reason why I was telling about it, because you were saying that your husband has that, the accent, you know, of said going into Louisiana. My friend Jerry, he is Sicilian. Mm-hmm. So he can be able to speak it, you know, a certain language where it can get by, you know, where none of us don't know a lick of fucking Italian, you know, to talk about whatever, you know. It's like, oh, where are we? And it's like, oh. And they tell you, like, in Italian, you know, like that. And you're like, don't know what you're talking about, you know. So that's like my dad, you know, when he talks to people in Hungarian, you know, I'm like, what did you just say? And he goes, oh, I said, hey. We did a whole fucking paragraph. You know, I don't know. But I really want to learn it myself. I'm like, I want to learn certain things, get that Rosetta Stone thing going on.
I hear it works.
It does. I know. I hear a lot of good things about it, and I'm like, I just don't have the time. I want to do it, but, you know, between podcasts, and I'm going to be doing a game show version of the podcast, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
Probably in about a month or two or something. But, well,
the thing is, though, don't you find that people who are listening they just truly don't understand the work that goes behind a podcast? And why would they, unless they do it? Right.
Well, that's true, but I'm thinking that because I usually explain certain things to them, so if they listen, like, oh, okay, that's how it is, because, you know, that's the other things that we talk about sometimes, like, you know, like me, when I started doing it, I know you mentioned about doing scripts and all that and certain other things for the podcast that you do. Which we're going to get into in a few minutes. that me, I'm like, I don't really set anything up. I just go off the whim. You know, I just, you know.
See, you got more courage than I do. You do. Some people do it really well, and you're one of them, right? You do it well. But with me, I know that I would just choke. And honestly, in my material, what I'm doing and what I'm presenting, it makes sense to be scripted. Right. With people, but you're having a conversation with somebody. So that's a little easier in that way. But in the same breath, there's still a lot of editing to do and thought that goes behind a show. It's you can tell the difference between the shows that, like, you know, you had beers with your friends one week and we're like, hey, let's do a podcast, versus the people who plan it.
Yeah. Like, you know, because I just go in and do it. Like, if somebody wants to get on, I'm like, all right, we'll just fucking bullshit. And then that's what we usually do. And then, but we get the point out on, and then their fact of what their podcast is about. And then there's other people that will listen and like, oh, I never heard about that one. And then, you know, get like that together and, you know, see what happens. So, folks, this is what happens. If you're just listening for the first time and, you know, you're like, I just want to find out how this shit fucking goes. I'm like, this is how it goes. You know, I talk to people, you know, we get insight on their podcasts, and other people be like, I can get into that, you know, or I can, you know, I can try to listen to it and figure it out, you know, like, I mean, I talked to a lot of different people that I never even think I was going to talk about, like, different kinds of aspects of life as it is, you know, they talk about, like, old books and love stories and scripts of like love stories and everything else, and I'm like, okay, I'm not really sure about love stories, but you know, I'm like, have you seen a horror movie? That sometimes is a love story, you know.
Well, technically, sometimes it is
because they want their brains, so you know,
like I told you before, I cheer for the bad guys, they're really just misunderstood a lot of times, you know.
Yeah. Especially,
have you ever seen the movie Pumpkinhead, for example?
Oh my god, I love that movie.
How can you not cheer for Pumpkinhead? Firstly, the main characters who are going to get killed off are just too stupid to live. Like, they really need to die, in my opinion. Secondly, okay, I'll give an example to for your listeners. So there's this one point where, you know, the evil Pumpkinhead's chasing them, and they're like, let's think about this. I could go out in the open where the people are, or go in that big, dark, dank forest and run away and hide. Why do they choose the big, dank forest? Of course they do. Yeah. Well, if you're too stupid to be able to get away from the Pumpkinhead, they deserve to die. But I actually cheer for Pumpkinhead because there's a very good reason why he's killing people.
Yeah. I forgot what that reason was, but reiterate about that, you know, who...
Well, Pumpkinhead, the reason why he was killing people is because somebody killed his son and he buried him in a pumpkin patch. Then he turned into the big Pumpkinhead monster, the dad. And, you know, the thing is, those people who killed him couldn't have cared less. They seen it like, we're good.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, you know what, Pumpkinhead, make it gory. Do what you got to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we call it. And the dad is Lance Hendrickson. Yeah. So... And that is, like, the meanest motherfucker I've seen. We call it. He plays every role to what it's supposed to be. And it's just, like, fucking nuts.
So can you pick one movie, that horror movie, that's your favorite?
Not really, because I like a whole bunch of different horror movies. It's just, like, it depends on what, you know, like, Halloween, that is, like, and I said this to my girlfriend, and she goes, I thought Halloween is your best, your favorite. I'm like... It is, but I mean, I like, you know, Friday the 13th, like the original ones. Yeah. And then you got Nightmare on Elm Street, which is like the original one or two. Well, not really two, but like one and three. And then, you know, Hellraiser, that's a whole different, you know, type of like craziness, where the skin comes off and chains are just like tearing the thing. And, you know, and then the one guy says, Jesus wept. Yeah.
But, I think I honestly, I love so many of them for so many different reasons. There's other ones I don't like for obvious reasons, but I'd have to say if I had a favorite, and I want to see if you watched it, it's by John Carpenter, came out in the 80s, and it's called Prince of Darkness.
Oh, and
here's why I love it. because it has Alice Cooper in it, and Alice Cooper kills somebody with a bicycle. Not how you expect he would. And that takes creativity.
And he looks a little homeless. Like, you know, you look at him in the thing. He doesn't look like he's like a killer of some sort.
No, he doesn't. But the reason why I think I love it is I find a lot of the horror movies of today kind of almost follow the same look and feel. And that's why the Conjuring series, in my opinion, is different. It kind of like, you know, it kind of, it's bringing us back to a little bit of the old school
there,
which I like. But honestly, The Prince of Darkness, the reason why it gets me, if you watch the whole movie, you think about it, could it happen? And I love the fact how they did the time travel. That's not time travel. It's so well done. So well done.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And if they ever want to redo this, I will be very frustrated and angry. Just like how they're apparently going to redo Clue. And you know who's going to star in it?
No, who?
Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds' company bought it. His writers and him are writing it. So I'm thinking, are they going to try to Deadpool it? I hope they don't. Because it was perfect the way it was. And Ryan Reynolds would not do a good Wadsworth. No.
Nah.
So I don't even know who he would play. So it's going to be interesting to see how that rolls out. Not ruin my favorite movie.
If you think about it, if they do it, because Rob Zombie, you know, now I'm going on a different thing on it. Mm-hmm. Now, Rob Zombie, you know, does like a remake of The Munsters.
Yes.
And I'm like, all right, I don't know about this. You know, I talked to a friend of mine and it's like, he better not fucking touch that shit. You know, because that's like nostalgia right there. Mm-hmm. You know, but you look at the trailer and I'm like, and I'm not saying it's good or anything. I'm just saying that, okay, it's the way Rob Zombie would want to make it.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, Grandpa has, like, this bushy fucking mustache that has a little twirl thing. So mm-hmm. that's the same genre as Rob Zombie.
Yep.
Ryan Reynolds, if he did, you know, Clue, and, you know, he'd be in it, obviously. But yep. I don't see him being, like, a butler.
Nope.
Maybe,
I'm thinking Colonel Mustard or Professor Plum.
Yeah, one of the guys and all that, you know, maybe the girl.
I think, honestly, you know who'd make a good Wadsworth, the butler? I don't know if you know who he is, but what's his name? Johnny Lee Miller. He played on Elementary. He played Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think he would do excellent with that. I do. He's got that quirkiness. If you've ever watched the show Elementary, when he's playing Sherlock Holmes, he has that quirky feel and he could do that quirky comedy. And I think he'd be a good mix, but...
Oh, the young guy, right?
Yeah.
That young guy with Lucy Liu.
Yes.
Yeah. He played in he was in a movie with, they're going to have that brain spurt again.
He's actually in this new upcoming season of The Crown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's got a really good range of what he could do. So I'm just, as soon as I heard it was Ryan Reynolds, I love Ryan Reynolds. So I'm like, yay, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, Hackers.
And the only thing I don't want is for them to change the time. Because do you find a lot of movies now, ever since Stranger Things is doing it, is trying to do everything like when you're going back in time, you're going to the 80s?
Yeah.
Whereas when you watch Clue, it was purposely set in an old English mansion with that English undertone in the 50s, and those jokes worked for the 50s time frame that the movie was in.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If they try to throw it to like the 70s or 80s or 90s, no. Won't work as well.
I don't know. They might try to do something, and we just have to wait and see what it is. I mean, If the coming attractions is going to be worthwhile to look at, you know, it's like saying the same thing about Halloween, you know, Kills. Mm-hmm. When everybody's like, oh my God, you know, I can't wait for this Halloween Kills to come out. And then they show the coming attraction of it. And the coming attraction pretty much shows you the whole fucking movie. You know, like Michael Myers just killed like 15 fucking people in this trailer. And you're like,
and I'm done. Don't need to watch the movie.
Is everybody like fucking, you know, alive? You know, or is everybody dead now, like in the first 5 minutes?
Well, we know who won't probably die is Jamie Lee Curtis.
You know what? Maybe.
I'm thinking eventually something's got to happen. You know, she's a human being.
Well, other people have seen to me and said, oh, well, what do you think? It's going to be like the end? I'm like, there's always going to be some kind of little twist. Mm-hmm. You know, it's never going to be. Now, when you've seen Halloween 5, I think it is, with Paul Rudd. Mm-hmm. Now, with that one, I know some people didn't like it, but I didn't mind it, but I kind of understood what the whole thing is. Because you figure, so many years go by, Michael Myers is the same way he's always been.
Never changed.
You know, he never changed at all. But then you see in 5 or 6, you know, people are going to start fucking yelling at me. But sorry if it's like, I don't know the exact number or the part, whatever. But I think it's 5 or 6.
There's so many of them.
Yeah. So, like, the one with Paul Rudd in it. Let's go with that. And there was this cult, you know, and they had this, like, underground lab kind of thing. They grabbed a woman, a certain woman, has a baby. They're going to use the baby to be possessed or somewhat being the same way as a Michael Myers. And growing up, so when the old Michael Myers is done with, they can replace him with that one. That's the way I'm seeing it, like on that. Because once I saw that, and I'm like, and I seen the baby, and then they wanted the baby, and then they got the little insignia thing to go on there to do what had to be done. And I don't know. I think that's what it was, but
well, to me, it's almost like the same as the Blair Witch Project, but not as bad. Blair Witch, in the sense that that was a very original movie for the time. It really did change the genre to make it almost like a documentary. But the way they market it was crazy. You know, actually going at the fact that these guys were missing. So that's why that movie was so great. They also didn't show any of the gore, which brought back the you know, the 1950s, 60s feel of the scare without showing the scare, which I liked. And then you have Blair Witch 2.
The Dark Book, I think it is.
I wasted 2 hours of my life that I'll never get back. It's just not good. And to go and see them take something so awesome and kind of destroy it for money, it was disappointing. And that's what I don't like about the whole sequel thing is, you know, you want to make money, but how much do you want to risk in ruining the story?
Yeah. Right?
But then you have the Scream franchise who just takes advantage of that, which was quite brilliant, about the remake and the remake and the remake.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like remakes as it is, because I'm like, listen, if you want to make something good, because all the horror movies that we were just talking about, you know, Friday the 13th, you know, Halloween, Hellraiser, Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, even Saw, you know, Saw is like an original thing as it is.
Yeah.
So all that is all original. Now they're just taking all the stuff and like, oh, well, we can just do a remake and have somebody, you know, play, you know, Freddy Krueger, but he's like 5'2". And I'm like,
Robert Eglin did the best.
Oh, Krueger. Yeah.
They had that other one, that remake thing, and I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
You're not even terrifying me.
No, it's like a little midget. Look like the guy that used to play, we call it, you know, It. You know, even the newer It. I understand kids, or not kids, but adult-wise, we call one something a little bit more gorier, because the one that Tim Curry was in, you know, with the miniseries and all that. Okay, it wasn't as bloody. It had blood in it.
It was made for TV, so they could only do so much.
Yeah. But
in my opinion, Tim Curry was excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. But the second came, and I actually liked the second, the It 1 and 2 that came out, because, well, first thing, as I was watching this, I was with my girlfriend, and I looked at her, and I said, Derry's really beautiful, because they have that scene going down the hill into the town. And she says to me, it is. And I'm like, wait a minute. I've been at Derry. why do I know this place? So I had to stop the movie because we were watching my place. We were, you know, and I stopped the movie and I said, go Google. And yes, I have been in Derry. I actually lived 30 minutes from Derry, which actually most of the movie was shot in Whitby, Ontario, and Cobourg, Ontario, and Port Hope, Ontario, which was near my, like, no, like directly from my house to Toronto, all the big towns in between. And yes, I knew that drive down from the town and that they had that Paul Bunyan thing. That's what triggered it. I'm like, I know, I've been there. And then I'm like, they got really good donuts around the corner. Like, she's like, you seriously been there?
Yeah, like the bicycle ride. He's trying to get his girlfriend to, like, you know, wake up and get out of that stance.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it was kind of interesting watching the new one and knowing exactly what it was. It kind of takes the scare out.
Pretty much, too. But let's talk about what horrifying history is all about. I kind of have an idea what is it all about, but you know, reiterate with the fans out there, you know, that are into the horrifying history, and give the lay of the land.
The lay of the land. Well, horrifying history actually started. It's almost at my 3rd year anniversary. It's coming up next month. And about a year before that, I never even watched listened to a podcast. Wasn't interested. I was one of those chicks that go to the gym and listen to a playlist. And it wasn't until my girlfriend actually started one with her brother that I wanted to support my girlfriend. So I'm going to listen to her show. And I got hooked on the genre, because the reality of it is, it's almost like, to me, terrestrial radio with all that limitations. Then it evolved to satellite or online radio, which all those were came off, or a certain amount of them came off the restrictions. Podcasting is almost on a new level. So you can find anything you want to hear out there. So I started listening to what I wanted to, you know, the spooky shows and all that stuff. And I couldn't find one that really 100% encaptured what I wanted, until my girlfriend went and said to me, well, you better just start your own show then. And I'm like, hell no, sure. I'm too busy. I'm in the middle of a move. So all the way from Western Canada to Eastern Canada, I'm driving with my stuff in a trailer. And all I'm thinking is, like, podcast names, logos, story ideas. So by the time I went from Western Canada to East, I actually had my first two seasons planned out. And I only planned to do 4 episodes and see what happens. Because again, like I mentioned to you before, I thought my mom would listen to one and get irritated and not listen anymore. So yeah. I was only doing it for me. So I put out the 4 episodes, and then it kind of took a life of its own. And what horrifying history is we talk about, like I like to say, the events that stained the pages of history. So we talk about everything from paranormal to true crime, historical, that's interconnected. Like, say, for example, Jack the Ripper, or we'll talk about stories of ladies in white. And what we take it a little differently than other shows do, we just don't tell you the story of said lady in white. We actually go in to see if it is possible. And one of our episode actually on Lady in White, there is a story of a lady white that is near me, and it's a very famous story. She actually got her own stamp in Canada, so she's pretty famous. Problem is, I cannot buy into the story 100% for one thing, and that's because she died in the mid-1600s, and she was walking up a cliff in her white wedding dress and then threw herself off the cliff into waterfalls and died. Problem with that, it was Queen Victoria that actually started the fad of a white wedding dress. So I said to my listeners, it could be a white nightgown.
True.
But it's not necessarily going to be a wedding dress, because what they usually did back then is they would wear their best dressed. A lot of time it was black, because they made a funeral dress. So I have a little problem with the buy-in on that, but it could be something different. So that's what we like to do, is present all sides of the story and let you guys figure out where your truth lies.
Nice, nice. So folks, check them out. Check them out. And get a little feel of everything that they have going on in there. And, you know, do you have like a website that they can go to, or do you got like a thing?
Well,
to go
you can to? You can actually find Horrifying History on any major podcast provider. We release episodes every Wednesday, and we're also on social media. So if you're on Facebook, search for Horrifying History. Instagram, we're Horrifying_History. And on Twitter, it's Horrifying HIST1.
Ah, nice. it's like the president, you know. It's like, USA1. or something like that.
My version of Air Force One?
Yeah, yeah, it's your version. You know, it's like that. It's like, oh, I got my own TV screen. I got my own, I got my own chair, and I can rock back and forth like I'm doing now. You know.
Okay. Right. Exactly.
But yeah, this is awesome. We caught it, you know, talking about like everything. Oh, and one other movie I want to talk about, actually, since you brought up Blair Witch. There is a movie that I've seen, like, they have three movies, and it's called Hell House LLC.
I never heard of that one.
It's basically like the kind of way that, like, when you see Blair Witch, like the first one, how they do the video camera and everything else, and it's the same kind of thing, but it takes you on a different ride and it kind of creeps you out a little bit. You know, like they go to this hotel and they have the video camera, one guy's holding the whole thing, and they go and search it because they're making a haunted horror tour, you know, or like, you know, how you walk through and the hotel's haunted. They use different kinds of apparatuses and everything else, but they go through the hotel to see, you know, what they can use and what room, you know, they can use for. And then they go around, they find these, like, these kind of, like, not dolls, but, like, those mannequins. And they a basement. So there's, like, an evil clown-looking guy. There's, like, two other different ones. But then they'll turn around and they're like, all right, well, let's go get the clown. They turn around, the clown's fucking gone. You know? And then,
oh, I don't like those clowns.
Then they'll be like in the kitchen or something. They turn around and the clown would be like at the doorway of the basement, but would not look at anybody, would just look straight and then just stand there, you know, like, all right, somebody's making a joke. Oh, what the hell? You know, and you see the video camera going like this. So then he turns around, he goes, all right, what is it? And once he turns back around, and then the clown is looking straight at him, you know, like within a few, like maybe a, not even a minute, you know. And it's really like, I was like, holy shit. This like got me gripping, going like this. Like, I was like, I don't know about this. And, you know, it gets like those little spurts that come in, and some guy wearing a cloak comes in and starts just, you know, like one girl just watching TV or something. He comes in and just tears her face off and then walks away.
I'll just tear her face off and go do my business.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, then he disappears, but then the same girl that got her face teared off, you know, is like, has her face still, like, at the end, and they're videotaping her, like, in the, so what happened? It's like, he's gonna kill us all, you know, but then she goes and attacks everybody, you know, and then they cut the movie. Yeah.
Oh.
So then it goes into a second one, and then they got a third one. Mm-hmm. And it was really, I liked the way it was going, you know, but it had like that take of a Blair Witch movie.
Well, if you want to hear one that I would recommend for the worst ever horror movie, but it was made to be the worst. So my girlfriend, this is years ago, she actually worked for a company that distributed movies. Mm-hmm. So we decided to, we get a lot of samples. So what we would do is we just made our quest to find the worst horror movie ever made. And we found it. And it's called Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things. Now, it was specifically made to be campy and stupid. Yeah. So with that little taste in there, you're going to laugh your butt off. So the whole idea behind this movie is this guy, of course, he's like the secret evil dude that nobody knows, but they're part of this like theater group. And he's like, I have a great idea. Why don't we just like have this little get together on this island that's known for its zombies? It'll be fun. So of course, everybody goes. And of course, they all engage in the smoking of weed and drinking, which means they're all going to be killed soon.
Yeah.
And it's mostly women that have large breasts and partially see-through shirts. So as these, he's like, okay, I got a great idea. I'm going to go pull out my book and let's just conjure up some zombies and see what happens. And everybody's like, that sounds like a great idea. So they do this little conjuring. And of course the zombies come up and they start chasing these things. Now, just to give a new piece of information to your listeners, Zombies aren't that fast or smart. So if you maybe run in a zigzag, I'm pretty sure they'll get confused like an alligator, right? So you just, you know, but these girls are running through the bush, and of course they're looking behind, and they're not even screaming. They're screaming like this, and they're running. And then of course, every time they trip and fall into a puddle. And then their shirt, it looks like a wet t-shirt contest, and then they get killed and they're like,
Yeah.
But the best part of it is the music, because what you expect scary music when a zombie's chasing a chick, right? Mm-hmm. Like you'd expect, no, they just go a whole step better. They do it with like 70s porn music. And I just laughed so hard on this. I cried. It was so funny, but bad all at the same time. And apparently now it's a cult classic, which it should be because it's just that bad.
It's almost like, well, I'm not even going to say that this movie is bad.
Well, it's bad.
No. Not the one that you talked about, but the one I've seen, we call it, because I love the movie. It's a Scout's Guide to the Apocalypse.
Seen it.
Yeah. I love that movie. That was just like...
It.
Yeah, but they had another movie, well, not the Scout's Guide, but they had a different movie where Robert Englund was in this movie. Jenna Jameson, which is a porn star, she's in this movie. Not the Scouts guy, but this is like, I can't remember what the old movie is, but I think it might be Zombie Beaver or something. I don't know, or something like that. Because they're,
if it's called that, I totally gotta watch it.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. I'm not sure because I know there's a scene where pretty much everybody in the strip club is like gets bit and it's like a zombie, you know. So
strip club, that makes me want to watch it even more.
But even Jenna Jameson, she is like a zombie in the whole thing, but she has a fight with another zombie hooker, stripper, whatever. And for some ungodly reason, it's like, all right, you know, I'm going to kick your ass. And not in so many words, but they're like, nar, nar, nar. And then just grabs like a whole bunch of pool balls and, you know, and then shoots it right out. You know, and it's like, can, you know. And here's Robert Englund, you know, which is Freddy Krueger, you know, he's like, and he's like the owner of the strip bar. And I'm like, oh, really? He is? And I'm like, okay. He goes, I got to hide. I got to go. You know, the guy's like the menace of every fucking movie you could see him in. Like the Mangler. You know, he's like doing stuff. So, and plus he was in Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was like, awesome as it, we're gonna have to get into that like in another time. But I do want to thank you for being on. I know we had like scheduling conflicts, and
that was all on me.
No, but still, we call, you know, it's all good. You know, it's like we all, you know, I work with everybody, so if anybody has like, they can do a certain day.
I'm just saying, seriously, the worst case scenario for a podcaster is losing their voice,
yeah,
and to lose my voice twice in a month.
Yeah.
It was not happening.
And you got the perfect voice for like podcasting, like they say about me as well. So I don't know if that happens. If I lose my voice, I'll be like sign language or some shit. I don't know. So, but you gave your thing where to find you on different platforms and everything else. Mine, folks, if you haven't heard from it before, it's on Linktree. It's linktr.ee/tattoosquidpodcast. Now, that's spelled TA2SQUID podcast. And it's all one word. Or you can make it two words. But and every link that you can think of where it's like, you know, Good Pods, YouTube, Anchor, TikTok, you know, Snapchat. What was the other one that I usually do pretty good? Well, YouTube. And then I got my own site as well that has, like, you know, different kinds of things, like mugs, neckerchiefs, you know, shower curtains.
You need more shower curtains. Seriously, it's a season.
No, you gotta see. You gotta go in here and take a look at the shower curtains I have, because that, you know, the stuff that I have for logos, where it is like a horror theme kind of logo. So I got one where there's the squid. He's like in a swamp area, but underneath there's my eyeballs, my real eyeballs, like underneath, and it says tattooed squid. So it looks like a horror theme kind of thing.
Oh, that's cool.
And imagine that as a shower curtain.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that it looks really fucking cool the way it does. And then, you know, the one that you've seen on my on Twitter, mm-hmm. you know, that one is on there as well. That's all like bright. I got some other dark ones as well. And then there's a caricature of myself with a zombie, not a zombie hat, but like a voodoo hat with the bones. And I had the beard, and I'm just like, you know, I'm just standing there, like, against the wall. So, it might be kind of weird that you're going to see me, like, looking at you while you're taking a shower. You know? It's like, I'm not really looking at you. There is no videotapes, I tell you right now. You know,
we're not watching YouTube.
Yeah, no. But, you know, watch the YouTube, you know, follow on that, you know, because I need, like, followers left and right. Actually, I need money, too, so. But I don't like begging for money. If you feel like you need to go and donate money, I'm more obliged, we call it, to go and borrow some of that money. you know, because I need to fix my car and pay for this house.
I've got bills to pay.
Yeah, I got bills to pay. And, you know, I mean, work-wise, yeah, it's doing it. But I need some extra stuff so I can be able to do what has to get done. But, yeah, so go follow Horrifying History with Brenda. And, you know, and then you go and look at my shit. And, well, not my shit, but, you know, look at my stuff. And, you know, check it out. See what you think. Give comments. Like. Subscribe. Submit.
Submit.
Well, no, I mean, they submit. No, it's not like
submit. It's like submit. Look into my hypno eyes.
it's like the They Live movie. It's like they resist the temptation, you know, or something like that.
It made me think of like, have you ever watched Futurama?
Oh yeah.
For Hypno Frog.
Yeah.
If only I could get a hypno frog, listen to Horrifying History. Listen to Horrifying History.
listen. He goes, turn the channel and just look at YouTube. Yeah. And go to some kind of anchor or whatever, you know. But also, thank you. You know, now I got to go and see about food because I'm getting, you know, kind of famished, you know. I think I'm going to go a little fry pan, I think they call it, so.
Oh.
Yeah, some little Chinese thing, because I asked my girlfriend, I'm like, oh, let's try this place. Okay. And I'm like, okay, she's not really too happy about it, but I'm like, it's something good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, alrighty. Alright, folks, take it easy. Have a good day. Well, no, actually, good night now. I think it's kind of dark now. Yeah, it's 7:30. It's going to be dark. Always tip your bartenders, look behind the closet, make sure there's no ghoul behind there, and
stay hydrated. You need to be hydrated from running from those zombies.
Yeah, I know. You could drink beer if you want to, so go ahead. Yeah, everybody else does. Yeah, they're on there. Or if they smoke weed. Yeah.
That's okay too.
Yeah, you can smoke weed and all that. You know, like, oh, that reminds me, because when you were talking about you know, how the people on there, they are just stupid. They should get killed by zombies and all that.
Certain movies, I think they deserve to. Yeah.
So it kind of reminded me of that one commercial where, you know, I think it was a car insurance commercial. And they had these group of kids, or, you know, not teenagers, but like of age, you know, like young adults. Mm-hmm. And they're running around in like this cornfield area, and it's like, oh, where should we go? Where it's like there's a car. The car is running. It's like, we can get in and get out of here. Oh, no. That's a trap. We're going to, let's hide behind the chainsaws in the barn. And all of a sudden, they're like, yeah, that's a great idea. And all of a sudden, there's the killer wearing, like, you know, he doesn't have the mask on. He's like this, and he's just looking like, you're the stupidest motherfuckers ever.
You all deserve to die.
Yeah, you're, I don't even want to kill you. It's just like, just get killed by the chainsaw. Just turn it on and just kill yourself. Okay, fine. And then walk away. Yeah.
So, see, you obviously have some great commercials where you're at. The best commercial I ever seen ran for 2 days. And they got pulled down here in Canada because of the violent content. But it was brilliant. And they should have kept it. And it's actually, you can see it on YouTube. It's a Dairy Queen commercial. And basically, they're talking about their brownie batter blizzard. So the guy was saying, he's talking like this. And they have like the subtitles underneath, and he's telling the story like that. And so in the story, the subtitles, it says that his wife was making a cake, and it would have been much easier to get a brownie batter blizzard because he went to lick the beaters and it was still plugged in, and he put his tongue in it, and it got stuck. And you see in the show that the tongue gets all wrapped up in these. In the beaters, I laughed so hard, I think I peed myself. And then so many people put complaints in, and they're like, oh my God, they traumatized the children. And I'm like, that's brilliant. I want a blizzard right now.
There goes the fucking Karens.
But you can find it. It's on YouTube. It's funny as heck.
Yeah, but they had this one, I think it was like Super Bowl, like the halftime show, they showed the commercials. And this one that I've seen, which I thought was like funny as hell, and they never used it ever since. You know, they just did it for the Super Bowl. But there's this old guy, and the old guy sees this young girl, and he was like ready to go and do the deed and everything else. And he's like, hold on, one second. And he goes and he's trying to find that one little blue pill, you know, and then he finds the blue pill, and the pill like pops out. And it bounces off the windowsill, and it drops into his Fiat, you know. And the Fiat, we call it, turned into a big ass sports car, you know. Like you hit the thing, like
it transformed.
It just starts bulging out, and then it was just like, and he just went. And then I'm like,
throw more pills at it.
No, he was just like, astounded. He went, and he just turned and looked at the camera. And, and then that was it. It just ended. I'm like,
that's good.
Really? I don't know, but I like the old one, like Celebrity Deathmatch.
Celebrity Deathmatch.
Oh, you gotta see that one. You gotta watch it on YouTube. Celebrity Deathmatch is like one of those claymation.
Okay.
Like when you watch like the Christmas specials.
Yeah.
You know, they had like the claymation looking ones, like Rudolph and
Rudolph. Yeah.
So this one has two guys, you know, it's like, hey, welcome to Celebrity Deathmatch, and you know, we're gonna have Michael Jackson going against Paul McCartney, and then they start ripping each other's arms off, and they use like a certain Like Michael Jackson would use like the moonwalk thing, and then the Pepsi commercial that came about, and you see his hair going fire, you're like, ah, you know, and half his face comes off, and then all of a sudden the aliens come down, they pick him up, and they make him into something else, and Paul McCartney's like, what the bloody hell are you doing? You know? And they use different celebrities, like, in claymation form to go against, you know, like, Weird Al versus, you know, Michael Jackson, whatever. Or they have, you know, Metallica versus AC/DC or some shit. You know, it's always some kind of ploy that you know, Carrot Top versus, like, some comedian or whatever. And it's just, like, funny as hell. They got, like, so many episodes. It's, like, hilarious.
I gotta watch that now.
Was it a celebrity death? Yeah, I gotta write that down so I can make the celebrity art. But, yeah, so hopefully you have a good weekend, you know.
I will. And I've been sick in the house for the last 2 weeks. I'm gonna break out. That's it.
Yeah, you gotta get out there. You're like, honey, I gotta go. See you later. Bye. You know.
See like, ya.
Where are you going?
All they'll see is like a dust trail.
Yeah. And then there's like the wall, and then all you see is just feet. But yeah, you know, hopefully we can be able to do another one of this, and you know,
you invite something. Me, and I'll be here, and hopefully no more sickness and loss of the losing of the voice. I'll be here.
Or you can invite me, and I can go to yours. Yeah, you know.
We could do that too.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I'm down for like some horror stuff and you know some goriness.
Oh well, let me figure something out.
Yeah, there we go. All right, folks, take it easy. Like I said, it's Friday night. Everybody's getting drunk. Everybody's eating, and I need to get something to eat. Ready, folks? And I'm gonna talk to Brenda for 2 minutes more, and then we shut down. Well, I mean shut down now. Yeah. All right, folks, take it easy. Have a good night.
This Friday on TNT, the world premiere of Morgan Freeman in The Narrator.
Ever since I was a little boy, people have enjoyed the sound of my voice. And I figured you either get busy talking or you get busy dying. The work is really quite easy. Why, even right now, I'm just sitting in a chair, sipping some tea and reading from a script. The wall is covered with something that resembles egg crates, except they're soft and spongy. Like a Twinkie. Like a Twinkie.
And goodbye to anyone standing in John Cena's way! When he takes on six men in a Steel Cage Chutes and Ladders match at WWE Super Slam!